Chicago's Deputy Mayor of Community Safety, Gary and Gatewood, attended a service in Grant Park. He said, but his mind was on planned teen takeovers. He said, quote, a lot of this comes with conversation with folks who are posting these teen trends and trying to get ahead of that and then making sure we have adequate responses in place ahead of the time that they're scheduled to be here so that we can welcome them with open arms. So one, to make sure they understand they are welcome, but two, also understand that we want everybody to be safe. That very person is on with us right now, and that's Gary and Gatewood, Deputy Mayor of Community Safety. How has the summer been? For many people, it doesn't seem to be as bad as predicted. For other people that I've spoke to, it's still a grave concern. Is there any way to accurately count how many? I know teen takeover is not the word. Teen trend, is that what I should go with, Deputy Mayor?
Well, we can call it a teen trend, a large gathering. It depends on the day. So teen trends, but one, thanks for having me on. And I think a way to accurately count it, we've been able to stop so many of them that have been posted just from reaching out to those organizers. Also working with CPS to send letters out to families and organizers of those teen trends as well. There's actually one scheduled today, and we already have resources in place for it. So I think it is important that, again, when I say we welcome folks with open arms, like, we'll be there when you make it. We'll already be there waiting on you. And you can have a good time so long as everybody's safe.
Well, and you know, the work you do behind the scenes or that police do behind the scenes never gets rewarded in the form of applause because people don't see the outcome because the outcome would be negative. So they don't realize that, oh, we just got through a weekend and there was nothing like that. Instead, they're focused on what happened in March and April and May that shook everybody.
Yes, indeed, right? And I think that's the tricky part about all violence prevention. It's very hard to measure what you've prevented from happening because, you know, I think historically people always looked at violence as year over year or trends as how many happened last year or big ones in April. And here we are almost in September. And in regards to teen trends, I think we've been able to do a pretty good job of keeping those under wraps. You know, last summer, what we did with a young person who was hosting teen trends is we actually worked with the Fourth Ward office and the chief of staff and hired that young person. And they ended up putting on a large event in the Fourth Ward called Peace Palooza that had thousands of kids there, thousands of free, it was a free concert, free food, free games. So I think there's always opportunities if we open up opportunities to have young folks work with us and really try to stop some of those trends because they can potentially be dangerous.
So, Deputy Mayor, do you have numbers? Can you count them? I mean, can you say last year there were this many and this year there were this many? Or, I mean, we're just trying to quantify it a little bit.
Yeah. So it would be hard to quantify in comparison because this is what happens. We will get a notification of a trend, and we will send our resources out. Like, for instance, we may get a notification of 7 or 8 planned trends today, and those are just the ones that we get a notification of. Sometimes we don't get a notification of a trend, and we're able to still go in and kind of stop those, too. We can work to pull together, because most of them are through flyers and through open-source media, and that's just really how we're able to kind of look at it and get a better sense of where they are to try to get in front of them to stop them. So what I can tell you is the last large teen trend that created a problem was in April. And, you know, again, here we are almost in September.
But they've still been going on or existing or trying to exist, but you've diverted them or kept them under control.
We've been able to divert them. We've been able to divert most of them. And that's just, I got to tip my hat to the incredible work of our CVI partners, and then it really have to tip my hat to the chief of patrol over at CPD, John Hines, who, whenever he sees a trend, the first call he makes is over to our office so we can start working with our partners on the ground. We'll start outreach to the organizers of those trends, and more times than not every time, but more times than not, they are amenable to finding different things to do with their time. So, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I can't find exact numbers for 2025, but in late 2023, there were 540,000 children and adolescents under 18, making up about 28% of Chicago's population. They said assuming the population and age distribution remains similar, Chicago would have a similar number of teens in 2025. So about 28%. And of course, the teen trends are usually anywhere from, you know, your 15 to your 25-year-olds. Would that be a safe assumption, Deputy Mayor?
That would be spot on. Sometimes you have a little older crowd there, which is interesting because, you know, at 25, 26, 27, you certainly shouldn't either be at a teen trend or shouldn't be called a teen trend, but you're kind of spot on there. That's kind of the sweet spot, that 15 up until 25.
So, yes, indeed. Someone on the text line who says, call them takeovers. They're takeovers, not trends. How do you explain how you came upon trend and why is this text or correct or incorrect?
Well, so if you look at the flyers that some of the organizers put out, they actually call them teen trends. Some call them trends, some call them takeovers. Ultimately, whatever they call them, our responsibility is to get in front of them and try to stop them. So trends, takeovers, gatherings, you name it. We try to make sure, again, people are able to assemble and have a good time and be safe, but making sure we have resources out there in front of it.
Sounds like you've had a successful summer.
You know, it's been a better summer than last year. I think, obviously, there's always room to grow. There's still things that happen in our city. But I do think our work has improved over last summer, and we'll continue to try to build on that.
And were you in support of any kind of teen curfew? Because that was what was being bounted about and on the table in the spring when people were in a panic as to what the summer would look like.
Yeah, people were in a panic, and we already have a curfew. We already have a 10 o'clock curfew, and we've worked with young folks, we've worked with organizers, and we've worked with PPD to not only use that curfew, but also really try to find ways to get those young folks home. So we already had a curfew in place, and interestingly enough, I know a lot of that push was coming from the Streeterville neighborhood. We worked really closely with folks in Streeterville. We had tabletop exercises with them down in their community, and a lot of those community members still remain in contact with violence interrupters who were helpful to stop those teen trends. So it was really about also making sure we were able to connect folks. Now, you know, we have to make sure people are safe. We have to make sure people have resources. And we also have to make sure, you know, when people do want to come downtown and have a good time, they do it in a way that is not disruptive to others, and making sure, again, that folks remain safe. So that was one of the big reasons we pulled together a tabletop that included community members, included the impacted communities. So, yeah, I mean, like I said before, we currently have a curfew, and it's 10 o'clock, and, you know, we work within the parameters of that.
Thank you so much for joining us.
And thanks for the work, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you all both for having me. Have a great day and be safe this weekend.
Gary and Gatewood, Deputy Mayor of Community Safety for the City of Chicago.